Right now, though, we got to broaden things out, talk a little bit about national news here. What is the latest on the drones up the Eastern Seaboard? Joining us now is ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Jim, how are you, sir?
Hey, Brian, how are you?
I am doing very well. So we're seeing New York shutting down a runway at an airport, New Jersey getting increasingly concerned, now Virginia and Maryland in the mix as well. What do we know about the drones?
Not much.
Okay.
That's the big problem. We don't know exactly, you know, who's responsible for them. We just know that there are a lot of them. A lot of these reports coming in to the federal government, to the Air Force, to local police departments. Keep in mind, though, that there are something like 850,000 drones registered around the country. That doesn't count the ones that aren't registered. Most of them are recreational drones. A smaller number are commercial drones. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're seeing this proliferation of drone numbers out there and drone pilots, and so naturally a proliferation of drones themselves.
Okay, when we talk about drones, let's narrow down what we're talking about here, because there's the little ones you throw up in your backyard that have the little camera built into it, and you know, like you said, the recreational drones that we all toy with and play with and post things to our own YouTube channels. Is this the same thing that we're talking about here?
Well, it could be, yeah, certainly. You know, recreational drone operators are the ones that have drones that weigh between, about half a pound and 55 pounds. That's a big thing, you know. That's a large drone. So even larger ones, the 50-pound ones, are potentially operated by recreational pilots who do have their trust license, the recreational UAS safety test, which they passed with the FAA. And so, I mean, and of course, they go up from there. Some big commercial drones that are used on construction sites and for land surveys, that sort of thing, can be even bigger than that. And the ones that have been sighted in New York and New Jersey and up and down that part of the country vary in size, but it's hard to tell precisely because these sightings are made generally at night. And it's hard to get a perspective on how big something is. But keep in mind that if they're flying with their lights on, with the red light on the left, the green light on the right, or the starboard side, and they have a flashing anti-collision light, that these are legal and they're not being operated nefariously. I mean, if you had weird, nefarious intentions, I think you'd probably fly the thing dark, wouldn't you, Brian?
I would think so, unless you wanted to be hiding in plain sight, if I could go all conspiratorial. But I would think you would want to disguise yourself a little better. How easy is it to confuse a drone with a manned aircraft?
Well, I think it's fairly easy. You know, depending upon the distance, how far away from you that object is, how small the size of it, I could see easily mistaking a little Cessna 152 for a drone. If it's flying far enough away, you can't hear the engine, and it's acting like a Cessna 152 does. Catch video of that, post it on X. Somebody else says, hey, I saw something like that. They catch video of their own, post it, and suddenly you've got the makings for, you know, this spate of reports.
This is going to be handled differently in different areas since we're seeing more and more states added to the mix. And along with that, Jim, is, like, not getting a whole lot of information from the federal government, and having a very little bit of information being a dangerous thing in the hands of... When is this going to turn into vigilantism? Like, are people going to start shooting down drones that they see?
Well, let's hope not. You know, President-elect Donald Trump has called on the U.S. government to shoot down drones that it sees out there, apparently just to find out who's responsible for them, get a number off them. But you're right. I mean, people going out in their backyards in New Jersey and shooting up at the sky, that's illegal. You can't do that. It's just illegal. People taking things into their own hands. I think that so the federal government doesn't know who's responsible for this. That's probably because hundreds and hundreds of people are responsible with their own drones, with their own intentions, whether they're pranksters or out having fun at night, just doing their own recreational thing and being caught up in this whole huge conspiracy. Hard to say, but you know, people are demanding some answers. The feds are talking about deploying some equipment down to New Jersey and New York, which is normally used on airports to find birds, right, to track the movements of birds, which is crucial in safe air operations. So repurpose that out there in these areas where drones are being spotted, track the drones, find out who's responsible, who's controlling it, then yeah, we may have some answers.
Do we know anything about proximity to sensitive areas? And airports would be one thing, but military installations would be a whole other.
Yeah, it would. And you're right. I mean, Boston Logan had to close its airspace for a time, or its runway for a time. But we know of at least two military installations in New Jersey. And on Friday night, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio had to close its airspace for a time because of unusually high drone activity in that area. So, yeah, that's a highly sensitive. You can't get much more sensitive and restricted than the airspace over an installation like Wright-Patterson. So I think that was some of the thing. It was, okay, well, it's just harmless. They're not going near anything sensitive. Well, apparently they are.
In this day and age of immediate information, it tends to lend to fear more often than anything. Has anybody speaking at any of these press conferences said anything about a timeline for when they say we're on it? Is there a follow-up there?
Well, Alejandro Mayorkas used those very words yesterday. He said, we're on it. And, you know, so they're sending people to those areas. They're sending equipment potentially to track these things to try to get a handle on it. So let's just hope that they do come up with some firm answers and fairly quickly. Is it, you know, whether it's one, you know, monolith controlling this whole thing or a bunch of folks just out having fun? Let's hope there are answers soon.
Last one before we get you out of here. We got ABC News' Jim Ryan with us talking about the drone sightings. Have any of the conspiracy theories, if you'll pardon the pun, been shot down yet?
Well, I don't know. Like what?
Iranian mothership, whatever?
Right, yeah. That one was shot down fairly early on, that there was no big Iranian mothership off the coast of the Atlantic. That would be huge, yeah, if that were happening and if it were behind these drones. But I think it's a confluence of events worldwide happening right now. Tensions in the Middle East, right? The mm-hmm. sudden proliferation. There is nearly a million registered drones in the United States, and almost that many registered drone operators. Put it all together, and you get this huge, you know, flurry.
Well, if I can open up another can of worms, let's rewind the clock back to the weather balloons coming in from the west.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
And
then that one was shot down by the government, by the Air Force, you know, off the coast of, I think, South Carolina. So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
He is ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Fantastic information, as much as is out there. Jim, I always appreciate the time, man.
Take care, Brian.
You too.